You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. NHPC Limited on Monday reported its third quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 at Rs 491.90 crore, down 26.8% in comparison to Rs 671.67 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 2055.50 crore, up 20.4% as against Rs 2582.76 crore during the quarter ended December 2022, while it posted total income for the quarter at Rs 2549.69 crore. Total expenses incurred by NHPC during Q3 FY24 was at Rs 1727.85 crore. Its board also announced payment of interim dividend at the rate of 14% at Rs 1.40 per equity share on the face value of paid-up equity shares of Rs 10 each for FY 2023-24. Moving on, after RBI's Monetary Policy Committee kept the repo rate steady for sixth straight time at its review meeting on February 8th, CRISIL economists said that the central bank could push the decision to cut rates at least to June 2024, if not later. Dharmakirti Joshi, chief economist, Deepthi Deshpande, principal economist, and Shravari Rajadhyaksha, economic analyst at CRISIL, said, quote, "We believe slowing inflation despite food price hiccups, a smaller fiscal deficit, and an imminent turn in the US Federal Reserve policy rates will create the ground for the MPC to start cutting rates. But the RBI is wary of doing so too early or even changing its stance as inflation is not yet firmly under control." In other news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi handed over 1 lakh appointment letters to newly inducted government recruits via video conferencing today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister underlined that the campaign to provide job opportunities to the youth in the Indian government is continuing in full swing. The PM said, quote, "Today, every youth believes that they can cement their job position with hard work and skills," end quote. He highlighted that the government strives to make the youth a partner in the development of the nation. He further informed that the present government in the last 10 years has handed out jobs to youth 1.5 times more than the previous governments. Meanwhile, Paytm today confirmed the media reports and announced that Manju Agarwal, independent director of Paytm Payments Bank Limited, has resigned from her position. In a regulatory filing, Paytm said, quote, "We hereby submit that our associate entity, Paytm Payments Bank Limited, has informed us that Manju Agarwal, independent director, resigned from the board of PPBL on February 1, 2024, due to her personal commitments, which was noted by PPBL board on February 6, 2024. End quote. Manju Agarwal is a former deputy managing director at SBI and has been part of the PPBL board since May 2021. Earlier on Friday, 197 Communications had announced the formation of a group advisory committee regarding the regulatory and compliance concerns. Moving ahead, addressing the newly inducted central government employees, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Indian Railways will be completely revolutionized by the end of this decade, informing that recruitment in the railway is also taking place today through the Rozgar Mela. PM Modi highlighted that the railways is the first choice of the common people when it comes to travelling, bringing attention to the fact that the railway in India is undergoing a massive transformation and will see a complete makeover in the next decade. The PM asserted, quote, "A campaign to reinvent the entire train travel experience was initiated with the focus of modernization and upgradation of railways," end quote. Up next, a meeting involving representatives from the Central Railway and the Maharashtra government anticipated to address the potential demolition of the British-era Sion Railway overbridge in Mumbai is likely to be held next week. The demolition proceedings were temporarily suspended following intervention by MP Rahul Shevale, who advocated on behalf of concerned local citizens citing traffic-related apprehensions. Last month, Shevale addressed the matter with CR officials, stressing the importance of prioritizing community engagement in the light of potential traffic disruptions. Despite Central Railway having obtained all necessary traffic clearances and permissions for the demolition, the process was subsequently halted pending a meeting among the authorities. Earlier, IIT Bombay had declared the Sion Bridge unsafe. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices opened Monday's trading session on a subdued note. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 6.90 points or 0.03% to open at 21,789.40, while the BSE Sensex rose 59.13 points or 0.08% to 71,654.62. The broader indices opened in the green, with gains led by small cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index opened lower by 21.45 points or 0.05% at 45,613.10. During the day, Bharat Forge shares plunged 10% to Rs 1,182.65, hitting a lower circuit on the intraday trade, as company's chairman, MD B.N. Kalyani, said, quote, "Looking ahead in the Q4 and further into FY25, we expect the growth momentum to moderate in both domestic and export market across industries," end quote. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.